But first, I'm so pleased to welcome two fantastic comics, Eliza Schlesinger and Margaret Cho. Their new movie, Good on Paper, is streaming on Netflix right now. Eliza, Margaret, hello.
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 You're friends in real life. You play friends in a new movie called Good on Paper. And so the story of this movie is based on your life, loosely, Eliza, loosely, right?
It's loosely based on a true story, yes.
On a true story. And the story is basically your character, as in real life, fell for a guy who ended up to be full of lies.
That's the gist of it. I met a guy on a plane. We became friends. As you do, you start chatting. We were friends for a full year. And then we dated for about 3 months. And in those 3 months, I found out every single thing he had told me from the day I met him on that plane was a lie. And so this movie's about that. And I will just say, it was in creating this movie and releasing it that I have been inundated with DMs of people who are like, oh my God, this happened to me, men and women. So what was, I thought, an embarrassing, weird story turns out is quite pervasive in our culture. And no one wants to talk about it because it's embarrassing.
And when did you start working on this project?
By the way, I'm in like full old lady mode, just like on the Zoom, putting oil on my face.
I think that's great.
Sorry, I just...
No, it's fantastic.
Wait a second. Oil? I'm curious now.
It's an Instagram ad that I clicked on and I bought a lot of it and now we're using it. And it could be olive oil. It could be vegetable oil for right now. It's like pomegranate and frankincense. I'm so sorry. What was your question?
No, that's fine. I was thinking this morning that I'm kind of tired of every product telling me to minimize my pores. I'm like, everything has to be smaller.
Including our attitudes. Turns out you actually can't. You cannot minimize them. The pores are the pores.
Yeah, so. Normalize giant pores, I'm here to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes a piece of glitter will get in it, and then it's like encrusted with jewels.
There you go.
Yeah, Margaret, before the pandemic, you performed and appeared in The Masked Singer.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
tell me
how hard that was.
It was really hard. It's really hard to be inside of the mask because it's claustrophobic. Also, they don't give you any help. You know, when a singer is singing on the microphone, you get a little bit of like reverb. They didn't give you any. It was just hella dry. And it's also, the sound is compromised because you're inside
in a head.
The helmet.
Right.
So it doesn't sound the same, but it's so fun. And I got to be on it with Gladys Knight and... The great Tommy Chong and Donnie Osmond and, of course, T-Pain. But we never met each other. It's such a weird show because everybody that is with you also has to be masked. So if you know who somebody's reps are or if you're rep by the same person, you wouldn't recognize them because everybody's masked. So it's very interesting. It's very Eyes Wide Shut.
You mean backstage you're masked the whole time?
Backstage, everybody's masked.
It's the whole thing has to be.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you choose your costume, your concept.
I had a choice between the poodle and the alien. I chose the poodle because I love dogs.
That's awesome. Okay. Fantastic. Are you two ready to play some games?
Ready.
Okay. So you're going to take turns answering questions in this game. So before the show, we asked you a lot of questions about what you're interested in, and you sent back actually a lot of subjects. So that means you get to play a game called Category Is. We're going to start listing things that have something in common. And all you have to do is tell us what that is by shouting out the answer as soon as you've figured it out.
Okay.
Okay?
We're ready.
And every answer, just so you know, is related to your interests. So to give our listeners a hint and remind you what you told us, here are some things that may or may not have anything to do with the following. Candy, pop culture of the 1990s and 2000s, bread baking, the TV show Frasier, country music, and cats.
It's a solid list.
All right, Margaret, this first one is for you. Yesterday's news. Great choice. Dr. Elsie's.
Cats.
Want to go one step further?
Litter.
Yes, cat litter. They are kitty litter brands.
The best cat litters. I use Dr. Elsie's.
You do?
And I've used Yesterday's News, yes.
thought they were Frasier episode names.
they might be borrowed.
It could
they
be.
Might be borrowed. So yesterday's news is made from recycled newspapers,
yes.
I understand.
Yes. They also make litter boxes, yesterday's news. My cats are now they've transitioned into the little robot because it's got lights inside, so it's like a little disco. You
what?
Know, they're in it. It's like a very like a dance club. There's house music inside.
How big is the litter robot?
It's rather large. It's kind of like a small planetarium. You know, if you go to a planetarium and this projector in the middle,
yeah.
That's a lot like what it is.
I thought you were going to be like, it's the size of Saturn, if you
yeah.
can scale it.
Exactly. Pretty large, without the rings, though.
That's okay.
All right, Eliza, here is one for you. What do these things have in common? Swoops, kissables, magic ball, lifesavers holes, Spice Girls lollipops.
Oh, it's candy.
It is candy. More specifically, it is discontinued candies from the 90s and 2000s.
But well,
Lifesavers
you know,
holes. I don't remember those.
Yeah, that
I
sounds
mean,
wow.
Oh, my God. I do now. They were these tiny. They wanted to make it as if they were like donut holes, like as if they were
right.
punching out versus just forming it as a disc initially.
Yeah. What's your favorite candy?
I love Sour Patch Kids.
Oh,
me too.
Yeah.
Are you it's a like Haribo? A Haribo?
If you're going to eat gummy bears, you have to go Haribo. And what's mm-hmm. weird about Haribo is the bears have like, if you look at them, like little paws and like a belly and like a little face. Why make it so detailed? But they have to be Haribo. Otherwise, they're gross.
Yeah.
Although, I will go for like a Dylan's candy bar sour Coke bottle.
Are you talking about the sugared ones or the ones in the wax?
Sugared ones.
Yeah.
It's like a gummy.
Those wax ones are gross. That's from another time before they knew what was good. That's like old time candy.
Okay. These are your last clues. Margaret, here you go. Lactic acid bacteria. Flour. Water. Carbon dioxide.
Yeast. Sourdough starter.
Yes! Exactly.
I have a vigorous starter.
How's your starter doing? I have one
it's
too.
Good. I have it's the Nancy Silverton starter with grapes.
Please explain.
Well, you do it with organic grapes.
Oh.
And it's her, I mean, I think her bread is the best. And I poured my other starters into it. So it's been going for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
From grape, I had no idea. I basically got a little from someone, so that's how I did it.
Oh yeah, this was just the same thing. It's just grapes and flour and water.
Yeah. Fascinating.
All right, Eliza, this is the last one for you.
Okay.
Johnny Cash, John Denver, Hank Williams, Shania Twain, Randy Travis,
Texas country singers.
We're looking for something specific. It has to do with their names.
Were they all secretly Jewish when they came here on Ellis Island and they changed it?
I mean, you're
without
very
the
close.
Specifics.
That's a little too specific. They, yeah, they're all stage names. That's right.
Stage
that's
names. Right. I was going to say stage names. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
So Johnny Cash was actually J.R. Cash.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right. His parents couldn't agree on whether to name him John or Ray, so they picked J.R.
That's awesome.
After the break, Eliza and Margaret hop into a music parody time machine to explore the 70s of any century. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.